Today's episode is sponsored by veterans Scarica, Stephen Combs, and Jassim. He says, please, for the love of everything that is a cube, tell everyone on the server that I'm not a girl. And by Toasted Jelly, who says, is it true that with the beta update we're getting sparkly vampires?
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in The Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 12, recorded on December 19th, 2010.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Wes Wilson.
I'm Eric Fullerton. And today we have Spencer Williams with us.
Yay!
I don't know what to say. I'm so thrilled to be here with you guys.
We're going to need you to talk directly into the microphone. I know this is hard to get.
I can't. Am I on? Are my headphones working?
So this guy used to do shows with us. How do we introduce who you are? You're on Nation Gamers.
I'm some jerk that showed up at your studio.
You did Control Point with us.
He's one of the admins on the Shaft.
I am an admin. Yeah.
So this is Devil Turnip. If you've been, you know, on the Shaftlands, and you've seen someone complaining, that was Devil Turnip.
Yeah, yeah. I apologize to every single person that I cussed out, Wes.
And we'll talk about his awesome snow globe in a little bit, but first...
What is this? I'm scared.
Steve Perry. All right, so this is our journeys, and we're going to talk about what have you been doing this week, Spencer? Have you been doing some Minecrafting?
Well, I'm out of town at the moment, as you can see, because I'm in your studio right now. I for people who don't know, I live in South Carolina, and so I have a laptop that actually, it's weird, it can play EVE Online fine, but it can't do Minecraft.
Weird.
Yeah, so.
Graphics issues?
Yeah.
Mine too.
Huh.
That's very strange. Did you
sucks.
Try playing it in a browser window?
No.
You should try that.
It won't work.
Well,
it's like a weird Java thing or something.
It's graphics. Graphics card's not powerful enough.
My graphics card is crap.
That is
weird. It's like an Intel built on. It's like I looked up the graphics card. I wanted to update the drivers, and I was like, what number graphics card is this? It's like Intel HD. That's like the entire name of the. Like, okay, great. Well, that sucks. But, For those who don't know, I have been working on a massive project since the beginning of this server, which is a giant snow globe.
And it is huge.
I checked it out.
I looked at it just the other day. But it looked like you stopped. Like, I mean,
well,
are you still active?
I've been leveling the ground around it.
And it's level 3 now.
It is.
It's
nice. I wanted to hit level 80, you know, but it's not WoW.
But the ground does have 5 skill points to spend.
Nice.
Anyway, keep going, Spencer.
I'm done.
All these important details.
So much easier to interrupt you in person for some weird reason.
No, I've been leveling the ground around it because, you know, I was making one on the old server. It was a really big pain in the butt to have to, like, dig while I was laying the glass.
Oh, yeah.
So now I'm doing all the digging first, and I kind of got tired of digging. So I've been taking a break from it.
Really?
Yeah.
In Minecraft?
No. Well, you guys have no idea the sheer scale of this project. I mean, you do. You've seen it.
Is it more digging than your last project, the hole?
It is. It is more digging than the hole.
That's weird.
Like, the hole was what? I figured out it was something like 200,000 blocks removed. And this one I figured out is well over 4 million.
Wow.
So
like, describe it, though. It's going to be like a half dome made out of glass with something cool in the middle?
It's going to have a mountain in the middle, and I may actually do a full dome, depending on how insane I am. Like, here's my ultimate dream for it. Like, I want to finish the half dome, have the ground around it leveled, and then all of the ground that's leveled right now, I'm going to drop it down one level at a time. And every time I drop it down a level, I'm going to put another layer of the sphere going down. So eventually I'll have this giant hole with this glass sphere full of stuff in the middle. And then I want to level the ground around that and invite people to come and build a city there.
Oh, very nifty.
So then they will grief me.
Cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Awesome.
Yes.
That's some good stuff.
So I don't know why I pick such ridiculously large projects. There's something wrong with me.
Yeah, yeah, we know that.
Do you have any theories about
making
that
up for other things?
I think that you just have
small penis.
This desire to do more than anyone else.
Small penis.
Do you know what it is, actually? Do you want to hear? It is a small penis. That's what it is.
Really?
Actually, no penis. I had my penis removed in a horrible... What happened was I was removing a block,
yeah,
and I put my penis there, and the block came back, and penis gone.
It, yes, wasn't, it wasn't a creeper?
It wasn't a creeper. There's no creepers in multi... Anyway, what it is like, I like when people build the little things, but I don't know why you would do that.
And plus, I think it's that you don't want anyone to ever say, wow, I should do something exactly like that. I think no one will ever do your snow globe other than you without using cuboid.
So what are you doing, Brent?
Yeah.
What am I doing? It's not that, apparently. Let's see. I don't know if... I know you don't know because you don't listen to the show.
The show, Spencer, sucks.
But last week I was talking about how I was making the tree forest into, like, walls.
Oh, yeah. You did mention that to me.
Well, now I'm doing this around my whole mountain that my son and I are claiming. It's Gigantamountain is our area. And
did he name that or did you?
I did. Isn't that awesome? Well, I was going to go with a big mountain, and that just seemed kind of lame, so I changed it to
Gigantamountain.
No, I'm kind of rethinking that now, live on air. But anyway,
that place.
So
it's for you, and you're what? You're
my son.
Is he 8 or is he 9?
9.
9?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you didn't want to call it Tyrannosaurus.
He told you the name
mountain
was stupid too, didn't he?
He did. He made fun of me for But then I smacked him around a little bit and told him he
could
play
Minecraft. Well, that's good. I'm glad we have casual mentions of child abuse on this show.
You should listen to all the episodes. But so I'm using that same technique of making the wood walls all the way around our mountain. So I used about 5 stacks of saplings and have grown them around. I even put dirt in the water on that side and grew trees. And so now I'm going through and growing the trees that didn't grow by killing out the foliage on
so
top.
This is the real reason there's no fire allowed on our server, right?
Yeah, because man, it would be gone in a second.
I've never seen anybody do this before. That's a cool idea. It's just a wall of wood. I mean, that's cool.
Well, you gotta have wood in the shaft, I hear.
Yeah.
And this was kind of sparred on by a couple episodes of people building through our area. Like, I kind of thought our mountain was kind of sectioned off enough that people wouldn't start building there, but like all of a sudden there's like a path through it. Like, someone just made a path over our mountain to their house, and it's a crappy looking path. No offense to whoever put it there. I won't say your name on air, but it wasn't like even like a cool looking path. It was just, you know, wood, one path, one block wide path. And to me, that's not really a path. That's just crap on my ground. So I went through it, and I dug it off my mountain, and I thought it would, like, maybe go to the help center or
then
something.
Then did you ban the guy?
But it just stops, like, 5 feet away from my mountain. Like, it just was like, hey, I'm putting a path over your mountain. Hope you like it. And so, anyway, now I'm putting a wall to keep that out, and I took that path out.
Huh.
And besides that, I'm just flattening out the top of my home to put another home on top of. That's it. And it's been kind of
yo dog. I heard you like homes.
Nice. I'm gonna put homes in my homes.
So I put a home on your home so you could live while you live.
Yeah, homes.
Oh man.
Oh.
I'm telling you, you each need to pay $1 to the meme copyright.
Yeah, this from the guy that tried to turn "That's What
Stop.
Tiger Said" into a thing.
Hey, it was golden until Apple said it was making fun of a personality, and then they wouldn't allow it.
Anyway. Oh.
So yeah, that's my stuff. What about you, Wesley?
I really haven't done much this week. I have been making pretty paths, actually. I want to talk a little bit. My favorite type of path is the half block.
My God, you sound like Martha Stewart.
Okay, but I don't.
Fabulous.
But I like it flush with the ground. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I dig the hole and I lay double stacks of at least 3 wide. So, because I like paths that are flush with the ground. I don't like for you to have to worry about drifting off or getting up and off the path, you know. So, so I've been making pretty paths, and
I like your paths.
I've been
not on my mountain.
I'm trying to mine. So I have in my some obsidian that I basically took the lava and covered it with water, and you know, tried to make
So you made obsidian?
Made obsidian.
Basically.
But I it's too annoying to mine it. Like, so it's all just sitting there, but I feel like I've essentially got all this gold, you know, that's just sitting there waiting for somebody to steal it. So yeah. I try to work on it periodically, but it's really boring, and so I stop playing.
You should come try and level mountains.
Really?
Yeah.
I really don't think that is something that I want to do.
I wanted to, like, give you an idea of how much work it was to just level the amount that I've done already, because it occurred to me. I told you this, Wes.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the entirety of the new Battlestar Galactica series in the period that it's taken me to clear what I've cleared already. Yeah. So.
So you just have, like, two monitors or something, and you're just watching stuff? That's cool.
I've been putting Netflix instant watch on the other screen.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Next, I'm going to watch Lex.
Lex, really? Yeah. I've been watching Avatar, the cartoon.
I've been doing Seeker. Legend of the Seeker.
Oh, I love that.
I watched one episode of that, and I thought it was terrible. My God, I get here, and it turns into, like, CP all over.
What are you doing?
Should we start talking about Conan?
They're screaming in the forums. I mean, in the chat room right now, probably. We'll get back to Minecraft. We love Minecraft.
So yeah.
So have you played, like, Conan lately, Eric?
Oh, I love it. I love it. I'm still playing.
Don't do it. So we want to announce a format change.
So, Eric?
Me? Yeah. Let's see. I checked out Craft Hub server, which is really cool. And really smooth, too. I mean, they had a lot of players on, and it was pretty lag-free. I was pretty impressed.
Thanks for that, Eric.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying, you know. But cool creations there, really, really neat. Their spawn area is this hovering little island, so you have to ride the water down once you start, you know, once you spawn, which is really cool, because it's not like you can just, you know, grief the... Well, I guess you could still grief the spawn, but, like... But now I'm trying to think, like... You could still ride the water back up and get there. But anyway, it was a cool idea for a spawning area. And then, of course, I played a little bit with Brent, and I recorded some video of him just kind of showing off his house and his crazy sapling wall.
Is that going to be on our YouTube channel?
Yeah. I don't know if we mentioned this before, but we're starting to put these episodes on YouTube. And
yes.
So you can watch episode 9 and episode 10. And, 11? I don't remember. We put a couple already.
It was 10 and 11.
Okay, and we'll put this one too, so check that out in the show notes. Exciting.
Nice.
It is. But we have a ton of contributors today. And
you make him sound like a Transformer.
So let's get into it.
Contributor!
Contributor!
Excavation Station.
All right, let's dive into this craziness.
So, yeah, do we want to do the MP3s first?
How about... Let's hear what Brent has. You have some ideas for new stuff?
Just a couple real quick, and this is one...
hold on, Brent, before you start. What is wrong with you people? We're sending so much stuff. If we, like, actually read all of these emails, I think we would be done with this episode, in 2014, maybe?
Yeah, there's, like, 60 things for the excavation. Yeah. We're going to go through what we feel is...
It's a good thing Talk Canthy came here. I mean, he's here in the studio, because we're going to need some Schlotzkys. I mean, just go get some sandwiches.
So, the first one was one my son actually told me. He thought, hey, Dad, this would be cool, don't you think, if they had this? And I was like, hey, I'll put this in. Anyway, a bucket and a rope, because he made a well on our next door thing, and
yeah.
He thought it'd be great if he had, like, a rope and a bucket to go down there to pull water up and not have to, like, actually go down to the bottom of a cave or do lava or something like that. Anyway.
It's a good idea.
He's 9. Leave him alone.
No, I'm
you're looking at and judging my son right now.
He was. I totally watched him doing it.
And the other two I was thinking
it's only because your son is worthless.
Oh, wow. I'm going to have to beat him for that. Hey, Jacob, are you listening right now? Because if you are...
Daddy loves you. Daddy loves you. He doesn't mean to hurt you.
The other one we were talking about for the show is blocks that had gears on it.
Yeah.
So, like, then you could place...
Just something that, like, gave you the ability to create rotary motion would be cool.
Yeah, and so then you could do things where you put a gear block down, and then if you put another gear block, it turns the other way, and... anyway, so that's another thing. And then the last one was a toolbox, so you could keep all your tools in, like, one little box. And maybe it'd be a section, like, your beginning craft thing. Maybe it'd be a bandolier-type thing where you just had all your craft stuff there, like your... implements
of
destruction.
So it'd be like tool only slots.
Because I always use my first four slots for my tools.
Yeah, me too.
You know,
yeah.
And so I'd like that separated and be able to just have blocks down there.
Hmm.
You want to hear my idea? Because yes, I had to think of one.
What you got?
This is going to sound strange, but I kind of want breedable animals.
Huh.
I want to, like,
have... You hear that, Jacob? I'm beating you some more.
No.
Sorry, Jacob.
Now, these aren't animals that you breed with, right?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm not only saying that they have skin to be, like, DNA specific.
No, if you had an animal skin...
I want to be able to, like... breed animals that like have some kind of like random skin that pops on them, and then I want to fight them.
Weird.
I want to have Pokemon inside Minecraft.
Is that why you've been using the Michael Vick skin?
I want
that's what Tiger said.
I want to get chickens and raise them and have chocobo races.
Oh, sweet.
You know, I'm actually playing Final Fantasy VII right now.
I'm actually playing Final Fantasy XIII right now.
Come on, come on. We've got so many things to go through here.
I'm playing Age of Final
Fantasy. Wes, MP3-1, go.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
Our first caller.
Hi, guys. It's Jack Slinger here. I love the show, by the way. Keep it up. I'm calling in with an idea for Excavation Station. I think that you should have a craftable lantern that you could mount on a helmet. I think this would make cave exploring more fun, as you'd be able to see clearly without having to place so many torches. So what do you guys think? Bye.
I think we get this one a lot, actually. I think we had 3 in emails that... Or maybe he called to send an email, too. We'll get to that.
Oh, did we get that before?
I've seen this a lot, is like having a slot on your helmet where you could put maybe like either a torch...
you just have a torch on your hat.
Yeah, but it shines the light, so you don't have to keep putting them on walls.
Yeah, like a hard hat with a light on it.
Yeah.
Or you could put one of your breeded animals.
Or like where you could put like a diamond or something or some other... block that would
or
do something different.
Duct tape your flashlight to your shotgun.
That's a good idea.
Maybe red dust would shoot a red laser out.
I would like a motion detector so that I could be aware of the aliens coming towards me. The xenomorphs.
And the jellyfish.
They'll go shut up about jellyfish.
So yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Well, I think it's a great idea too, but I think it would kind of limit the enjoyment of the whole being in the dark thing.
Yeah.
Well, and that's one of the things that a lot of people sent in to counteract that, was that maybe you would have to keep filling it with coal or something. So maybe it wouldn't use as much as making a torch every time or something, or last longer. But so you could put a stack of coal up there and not have to worry about... So it kind of has a negative.
Have you ever been caving before?
Yes.
You know how when you're wearing like a light helmet and you look at someone else and they can't see anything?
Yeah.
Because you're shining a light in their eyes,
mm-hmm.
but you can't help it because you have to shine the light on them to see them?
Yes.
It should be like that.
Okay.
Put some realism into the
way. Because when I'm mining, I am so often mining face to face with other people.
Well, not you. But it would make fighting animals in the dark much more interesting.
And we are going to keep it up on the shaft, because he asked us to keep it up, so I think we should say we are
keeping it up.
I think
the shaft.
Weren't we going to have like a format change?
We got another call here from Universe 42.
Hello, the shaft. This is Universe 42 here with another idea for Excavation Station. I want more portals to different worlds, like the Gate to the Nether added. Like a machine that shrinks you down to the quantum level. A strange world where the strange black particles flicker in and out of existence. I would also like to be able to build a rocket to the moon. My idea for this is you would build each separate part of the rocket, like the boosters, the cockpit, etc., and then you'd place it together, and then you'd be able to use it to go to the moon. Huh? What do you think of that one?
You know what I want? I want Universe 42 to do narration for the History Channel.
And Hitler? Huh? Hitler?
He could have built a rocket to the moon.
The moon. That's cool.
I actually like these ideas a lot. I like that there could be other places to go. I like that you could go to the moon and it would be a buildable area. I like the quantum thing, you know, that's so useful.
Well, you know,
just
I mean,
ask Adam, man.
Well, what if that's how you could build the computers we were talking about, right? Huh? You go to the quantum level, and then you put all the
big
blocks that take
up the
world.
If you were on
the
quantum level, that means you could build something before it was built, and you would violate causality, and the world would end all because of Minecraft.
Yeah. Okay. So, did we have any more?
Is that the last email?
That is the last
audio.
Is the show over?
No, not even close.
So, now one thing we did want to mention was we get lots of emails, and we love them. Keep sending them in. Don't stop that. But one of the problems we had was we couldn't get through them all because they're rather long, a lot of them. And so what we did is we kind of went through them all and took out the meat. And we're going to give you the meat.
Yeah.
Yeah. The shaft is going to give you yes. the meat.
God, this is so dirty.
No, if you say it's dirty, then it's dirty. Well, but I don't know.
This whole show, you're talking about, like, you're talking about
you penises don't listen and to beating the show, your son. Do you?
So our first thing was from Baked Potatoes. Baked Potatoes. I love that name.
Baked Potatoes.
He proposes a craftable mirror, and it can be used to reflect light down mind shafts or for decorations.
Sort of like in the Fifth Element, that was actually the joke when we were on the old server, was whenever we wanted to turn it to day, someone would shout, "Aziz, light!"
And I like the mirror ideas. In decoration in your house, being able to see your skin without having to do some F5, F1 stuff.
Yeah.
Looking in your inventory and trying to get an idea of the back of your skin. You know, that old stuff.
Yeah.
Like mirrors.
I hope mirrors, after mirrors, they like, I want mirrors, but I also want shaving, so I can shave in Minecraft.
This next one we got from Mandalore. We got quite a bit of these too. A repair bench. Apparently, people do not like they don't like their tools breaking, and so a lot of people want a bench where they can repair their tools.
I think this is actually very smart. I can't imagine playing multiplayer without the tool bug.
My project would be impossible.
Yeah.
And so I think that you should be able to take, like, let's say you've got a diamond pick that would normally have 3 diamonds and 2 pieces of wood. You should be able to take a piece of wood and a diamond and repair a pick. You know?
I could see that.
What if it didn't take any materials at all? Like, I mean, as we have it now, all you have to do is just drop it and then pick it back up. But if you forget to do that, like I did, right now I have a stone pick. Like, I need to go find diamonds because I was an idiot.
You should type /kit/tools.
I did that, and it said no kit available.
Yeah, it doesn't work for admins. but it's there. So, you know, summon them.
You know what? I kind of feel like I don't have a lot of picks, but I have, like, 3 axes that I've been using for things.
You got an axe to grind?
Well, that's the thing. I've been using them for years. I expect to be using them for years to come without them suddenly disincorporating in my hands. And all I have to do is, like, keep them up.
I don't know. If you used an axe to clear out all the trees you had to
clear out. If I was hitting granite with an axe, yes, I would not expect the axe to last long.
Yeah.
But, well, good. I'm glad we cleared this up. So, the next one here. Did someone read this one from Dirk?
Dark.
And Lee Storm also had this idea.
He wants a wall clock, which you can place a watch on the wall as a clock.
Like Sweet. A decoration.
Yeah, nice.
But also...
okay.
Good idea.
So no more functionality than the watch, is what he's
yeah.
saying.
Yeah, maybe it'd look different. Maybe it, you know...
Maybe it's digital.
I don't know if it's like as gold as like fighting animals.
Yeah, maybe if you made the clock with different gems and stuff, that maybe you could make like what are the grandfather clocks?
Oh, yeah. Different or a cuckoo. Clock. Cuckoo clock.
Oh, yeah. You get a bird and you crush its
like
skull.
Like a chicken
and
comes out and goes with the watch.
Nice. I love it.
And then you open up Minecraft and you start playing.
Mm-hmm. Ninja does. He wants settable mob and enemy spawners placed in certain areas so you could have arenas.
Yep. There's your animal idea.
And that's... not the same thing.
Miller Dark wants gravity to blocks so that only diamond blocks float.
Just like in real life.
Yeah, but I don't think I want real life. Well, I think the fact that blocks float allows you some creativity in this.
Yeah.
That and I don't think I want that changed.
I agree.
The next one here is from Salazarism. he wants slime pads. You'd build these from slime orbs, and they would reduce or negate damage you'd normally take from falling.
Why slime?
I guess a use for slime orbs.
Huh.
A lot of these, when I went through, I didn't actually put in what they suggested as the ingredients, because I believe that's doesn't really matter.
What about feathers?
Except for some pillow. Did matter. Yeah, I think that's another...
And then you could take a nap.
Now, but how would you do this? Like, you're falling, you have to throw the pillow out as you're falling? or you would throw the pillow down and then jump off a cliff or something.
Yeah, like if you wanted exit to your house that, you know, you didn't, you just jump out and land on the pillow.
Or we could all like put on like pajama skins and then have a pillow fight.
So, Ikagara wants tails so people with can have animal skins like furries or Nikos.
All right.
Tails, I like it.
Tails.
Okay.
And then we can take Spencer's idea and you can have two of these furries breed.
Fight to the death. That's the idea he had.
Oh, that's right. Fight to the death.
So it's all coming together.
Rocket ship.
Yeah, and this, I guess, is a multi one, right? The guy called in about it, and here Creek and Joe
Fargus.
Yeah, Fargus.
So someone else wants a rocket ship, which you can take to space. It's Creek 777, and Joel Fargus also had an idea for the Sky World with fluffy blocks and star blocks.
And Mr. Ron.
You could make a pillow with those fluffy
blocks. It's me, Joel Fargus.
No, I thought this was kind of mean, but he wanted fake diamonds. I guess you could add fool's gold to that, too. So
yeah.
You get it, and then you're excited, and then it's worthless. Like, isn't that just kind of mean?
Except you wouldn't find out until you took it to the saloon and tried to exchange it for whiskey.
Yeah.
Are you trying to make a pick out of it?
You know what I'm saying? This game needs saloons and whiskeys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And biting. Anyway.
Yes. And biting?
Yeah, you bite gold coins to make sure they're gold.
Yes.
I mean, it already has hookers.
True.
Well, just you. Moving on.
We're never going to get through this list.
Toza 619.
We're already like 10 out of 50.
Yeah, we'll blaze through these. Toza 619 says electric fences. A person who constructs it can set a whitelist for it.
I am in favor of being able to build things that kill people for
so
no reason.
It's kind
of
like a cactus that you can turn on and off, right?
Oh, you can turn it off? I just assumed it was like...
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what he's saying.
People through it. Yeah. And some of these I took liberties with just to make it easier to understand.
Oh.
Is this one of them?
It sounds like it.
What he actually wanted was electric eels tied around people.
I think so. Yeah. You know, but...
Yeah. Actually, he wanted electrically powered people who handle stolen goods.
And Bubble Boom wants oil and
what?
Oil tanks.
What? Fences. They fence.
Freak. You are a dork.
So, Bubble Boom wants oil and oil tanks. Oil would be found in cavities and need buckets to transport to the tank.
Cavities.
Mm-hmm. I think there's some possibilities there.
Hmm. Oil.
It's kind of another block.
What would you use the oil for?
I guess it'd be fuel for your rocket ship.
Powering your gear blocks.
To lubricate your gears.
To lubricate your shaft.
Now that was dirty, okay?
What? It's just because you said it.
To use for lubrication during sex.
Wagwell. He wants oil pumps and smokestacks. To make getting resources faster with a trade-off of damaging the nearby environment.
More oil.
I don't know. Okay, I actually think that is so people could just destroy worlds with that.
Yep.
And it's like, we already have so much problem with griefing. Do we really want people like actively like
building Isengard?
Isengard?
Yeah, remember? He had all the factories and everything was spoiling the stuff around. So. You're just not moving with me today.
I don't like J.R.R. Tolkien.
You don't like Tolkien?
No, it's unreadable tripe.
I always hated how it rhymed and stuff. That annoyed me.
Who is this? Matthew Powers. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, we're here.
R Gamer, not Ragmar. R Gamer wants a double furnace like double chest, two slots for fuel and two slots for items. That's a good idea. I like that.
Now, well, let me ask you this, and you know, this is one of those I took liberties with, so it's probably all answered in the email, which are archived already. But what's the difference between that and having two furnaces right next to each other?
Well, okay, here's something that
this
you could
do. This one goes to 11.
Okay, that worked for me.
No, you could. What if you had a furnace that you could combine items in, and come up with something new? Like you.
Oh no, that'd be great.
You
I'm
put
all
in
for
sand and stuff. Some. I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I think it kind of takes away.
It really doesn't matter.
You put in
it
sand and feathers, and you end up with glass with feathers in it.
Okay, so Matthew Perry here says cake. He wants cake, which would, of course, be a lie.
Matthew Perry?
Oh, Powers, sorry. combined wheat, milk, and eggs.
We got people from Friends calling us.
I'll be there for your cake.
Tom wants a collar to make hostile mobs passive. We do. There's something currently that does that. It's called an axe or a sword.
So you can have like
a zombie buddy. That's a great idea. So you could have like a pet creeper.
Yeah, zombie buddy on a leash.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I had a girlfriend like that once.
I've got pictures.
Big Z Quad Zero wants an elevator, red dust and steps, and would move faster when climbing up a ladder. I don't know if that'd be an elevator or a ladder upper thing.
There's a mod for that.
A ladder upper thing.
Have you guys seen that? The elevator mod?
Uh-uh.
You craft the base and then the top, and then those two pieces will move up and down, so you can kind of ride it.
I bet you hate that, cool. Don't you? Oh, you hate elevators. Why do you like elevators in this game?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But you hate them in all other games.
I hate them in first-person shooters.
And Minecraft is definitely a first-person shooter.
You know, I would rather have an escalator than an elevator, I think.
So is Minecraft a first-person miner?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, or a first-person crafter.
I wonder if... do you beat your first-person miner? Anyway.
When escalators break, they become stairs.
Yeah.
Well, no, I approve of the escalator idea.
Unless you're in a James Bond movie.
Like, and then it's a start slide. An escalator. It has to have an escalator and a moving platform. You know, so you
well,
can
yeah,
do both.
I mean,
so this
dust?
Is what I would do. I would build an escalator that would then go on a platform for a while, and it would turn, and it would be an escalator, and it would turn again, and it would be an escalator, and it would keep going up slowly, but you would never see where it ends, and then suddenly you fall and you die.
Nice.
Acid Density wants inventory control, faster ways of moving inventory. I want that as well. I think you should be able to just right-click on something and dump it into a box.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you should be able to group things.
Mm-hmm. Now, And right now it doesn't work because right-clicking has your stacks and things, so you'd have to do some shifty-clicky. Yeah. But yeah, I agree.
Shifty.
Matt, that's M-A-double-T, wants a UV lamp.
As opposed to the singular T. We didn't spell acid density, but we're spelling Matt.
Just for clarification. And this would emit lights that has the same properties as sunlight, but... on a smaller scale.
And gives you cancer.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking something to go along with that is like have black lights cancer. And stuff.
Little square tumors that show up on your arms.
Little pixelated tumors. Let's
I
see.
I like where we're going.
Moving on to...
You end up with brain cancer.
Tommy.
And that's T-O-M-M-Y.
Says moon phases.
That's so M-O-O-N. That spells moon.
So you have new moon, full moon, etc. Buffs and debuffs to mods and players depending on the phase.
So he wants us to have...
Phases of the...
He wants us all to be werewolves.
Yeah. And he wants... what were those mages in Dragonlance that... Depending on the phase.
Oh my god, you're adorable.
Well, what if there was...
he used a vampire LARP. Shut up.
Yes.
But you can do the Harvest Moon and your stuff grows faster.
If now you're a whole different kind of dwarf. You're playing Harvest Moon.
Yeah. No, I think that's a great idea. Phases of the moon.
Okay.
Knights 62 wants surveying tools. Mark off an area where only you could build. He knows about Cuboid, but would prefer an in-game tool. You could take it further by submitting the survey to get permits from the server admins to build.
I think that would be a great idea.
That is actually kind of a cool.
If it was built in-game and not all plug-in-y.
Yeah.
I'd like in-game caution tape. To go along with that.
Ooh. I wonder, the world's circular,
isn't
it?
Turn it on and you go walking and then just...
The world's circular, isn't it? Like if you keep walking...
I think it's pretty flat.
No, yeah. It's flat. It's completely flat. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Thanks, Columbus.
Because I was thinking... but I thought that if you walked, you came back the other side. But what would be cool
I don't think anybody's ever walked. I mean, it's eight times.
If you had surveying tools, you just plant one and then turn it around and plant one and you claim the whole world.
Yeah.
Yeah, except it's flat.
I know, shut up.
Don't hit me.
I hit you. did it.
So now you have to go to one corner.
Yeah.
And then click that square and then walk all the way to the other corner.
I know.
And click that square and you got it.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay, so next.
Derek.
Man, he writes in a lot.
And that is not spelled D-E-R-R-I-C.
No, it's spelled D-A-Q-M-L-Z-M-P.
Derek.
Bigger crafting box to make bigger stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on.
And well, I want to add something to that.
Jesus.
That I think it'd be cooler is if you could kind of make a factory out of making, like, so you make a building, and then within that building you put a furnace and a workbench and stuff, and all of a sudden you've got this factory that now when you go out, you can't any longer go in it. You right click on that, and it's a new crafting bench that does 64 items.
Ah. Ah. And then you right click on it. Ford and then Focus pops out.
And nice. Then you hit it with your pick, and it turns into a little block, and you put it in your pocket.
That would be awesome. And then you go put it on Wes's island.
You know what would be cool is if, like, you could build these elaborate factory-type things that'll let you get more out of your materials.
That would not be cool.
You are such an idiot. Yes, it would. Like, okay, like, everyone knows that, like, 2 wood and a diamond, you get a shovel, right? Well, what if you had a bigger... Or is it 3 wood?
It's 3 diamonds.
Isn't no, it? Not for a shovel.
Wow.
Oh, what? For a shovel.
What game are y'all playing?
I was imagining a pickaxe.
You know, I love the last boss. It's that big dragon that you have to kill.
So, in going along with that bigger chest thing, Reapus also had a suggestion, just make a double workbench. Kind of like the double chest.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Funokami Oka. That's F-U-U-N-O-K-A.
We don't have to spell them all. Just the easy ones. Don't you get it? Just spell the easy ones.
But I wanted to. Okay. He wants shields, and I don't know what he means by that.
I think right-handed shields.
Oh, like, just so a new sword slot. Shield.
So you can block the arrows and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was thinking plus like armor.
And it was probably all in the email, but I thought shields was enough.
One word.
Apparently not.
He probably, in that email, he probably found out that it had nothing to do with shields.
It was like for his, you know, his intergalactic starship, he wanted shields.
Yeah. Huh. Similarly, Communist Banana wants a fireball.
That's C-O-M-M-U-N.
It's like
okay, now it's funny.
it's like a mobile torch when thrown.
A fireball?
Yes.
And do you have to shout Hadouken?
And I will explain this.
Hadouken!
What he was talking about was so you could basically throw the torch and you would see like down the hallway.
Yeah, like a flare.
Okay. Yeah. Flare might be a better way to describe it.
Okay.
I know we had you on here for a reason.
That's pretty cool.
So, Eric, can you read one of these?
So we got Sam Clay suggests spotlight, a bright beam that you could point in a direction. Like a flashlight?
Sort of like a flare.
And you could use it, like, make yourself a big prison and have big spotlights.
Oh,
like,
nice.
It would be awesome if, like, shadows worked a little bit better, so you could, like, make the Batman symbol.
Yeah. And then you could put it on the front of your boat.
You're going to put
a lighthouse?
The Batman symbol on the same level as that mage from Dragonlance that its powers change with the moons? Seriously?
Yes. Okay. Anyway, moving on. Dumb Paramecium wants to, and that's D-U, no, I'm not going to do that, wants to upgrade items. So lightstone plus sword equals glowing sword. Flaming arrows, lightstone plus helmet equal minus is night vision. Your math is terrible in this.
Very complicated algorithm.
Lightstone plus fault. Helmet is night vision or dumb, miner's helm.
Dumb Paramecium is not dumb. That was me being dumb there.
Yeah. But your math is lightning sword plus sword does not minus glowing sword divided by flaming arrows question mark. That's not an equation.
It is in Minecraft.
Okay,
and that is
I'm just gonna start keeping score. Which one of us says more dorky things? I think it's gonna be you.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
The war is on.
Well, Joel Fargus wants to have more purpose for, like, the pumpkin mask, maybe even add more mask, and then maybe you could then not be attacked by mobs.
So, like, you could put on a creeper mask, and then the creeper would think you were a creeper?
Yeah. Yes, and then you get
it. And then it would try and, like, come up and go, and you'd be like, ah, it's a creeper, and it really just wanted to mate with you.
Yeah, animal husbandry. That's what I'm <was. laughs>
Your dream is coming true. Yes. And then you can it's fight awesome. In arena.
Yep.
Or just, you know, settle down with your creeper wife.
Come on!
That's no tale. Anyway.
Come on!
What's next?
Cammon?
Come on!
Come on, or Cammon. He wants throwing stars. He wants to be a ninja.
Yes.
Thrown from above, it would be stealthy and mobs would not aggro.
Yeah, because no mobs aggro with throwing stars coming at them.
Not if you're a ninja.
It would be like, you know, you have the high ground.
Coca-Cola with a bunch of C's and A's, 13, wants multiple skins so that you could have different skins on different worlds.
Oh, like that's
that.
Cool.
And I think that's a pretty good idea. I also think
I just want the skin browser to be in game.
Well, and that's what I was thinking. Yeah. Maybe you could build a like a wardrobe.
A wardrobe. Nice. Yeah. I like where you're going with that.
And then you go and you construct the way, and then you check into it and you can choose which skin you want to wear.
That's perfect.
Yep.
Yeah. And then you can start selling these skins online for $1 a piece.
Yes.
Trevor, let me see if I can pronounce
this. Olsen is a sword.
Schmidt. Trevor Schmidt, he wants a versus mode. Wishes the game had a versus mode like Left 4 Dead, where one team spawns as players and the other team is mobs.
That's kind of cool, actually.
Hmm.
I like it.
Like, I would like to be able to do things like build a level in the game and then have a purpose for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So this is kind of like cops and robbers kind of thing.
But I mean, think about it. Think about it. Like, okay, so you spawn as the players and you have like 3 minutes to try to start digging and looking for stuff. And then the others spawn and try to find you.
Yeah.
Find you.
You're trying to make it sound creepy when you're describing hide and seek.
I know. Hide and seek can be creepy, dude.
Not if you were me, because I was a small kid. I always hid in the dryer. No one ever looks in the dryer.
You're right. That's where I used to hide, too.
Oh, we are so alike.
Kids hiding in the dryer is not creepy to you.
We should breed and fight our offspring.
Except I think I could still fit in the dryer.
No, you couldn't. Your ego would stop you from getting in there.
Ouch. Here's one from Crew Jones. Jones. He wants mud blocks. Combine water and dirt to get a mud, which could be used in houses or mudslides.
Now, isn't there something kind of like mud in the game? Like in
there's
the
slow mud in the Nether.
Oh, yeah.
It makes you walk slower.
But that'd be fun. A mudslide, something. I mean,
no, but should that be something you creators? Should that delicious. Be something that's made in the biomes?
Yeah, like I think it should be biome.
And like, dirt biome are next to each other, you got mud.
Yeah, like real high humidity areas or something, yeah. Like a taiga.
And if you pee on the dirt, you definitely get mud.
Definitely.
Rainforest.
In my experience in Minecraft.
Or if it rains. Ditchfield Caleb wants uranium blocks so you can make nukes, because TNT is not enough griefing.
Yeah. So I wanted to twist that into, how about we use it as a power source and not a way to destroy the world? Yeah.
You know what? You can't have one without the other. But you pull the atomic genie out of the bottle, you got to deal with the consequences.
And if you want this, they have a plugin for HMod called Ion Cannon, I believe. And you basically shoot it, and it blows up a nice big area. Like it says in the description, make sure you have a beefy server, or this will probably bring your server down.
It would have made making your snow globe very easy.
Shut true. Up, I hate you.
So next we have Carceroth, who put in the idea of electric rails, so you could power carts on rails using rails and redstone instead of boosters.
That's a fantastic idea.
Yep.
It's more energy efficient.
I want actual, like, train cars. I want you to be able to actually get in and travel, you know, from one place to another. I think that would be cool.
Yeah.
I want airplanes. I want airport security in Minecraft.
I want a pony.
So they can patch it down.
Only if you're lucky.
Let's see. I would like Travis. Travis suggests a diver suit, an old-timey style with a metal helm and tubes. So you can move faster on the ocean floor and use tools more effectively underwater.
There does need to be something that lets you go underwater. Definitely. Yeah.
There's actually a... there's a mod that if you find, it's like a steampunk mod that you use the pumpkin mask and it changes into a diver's helmet and you can go underwater and not have the little bubbles and stay under there however long you want.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and we know that there's going to be ocean mobs, you know, stuff like dolphins and stuff, so.
Master. That's
cool. Master. Don't,
yeah. What?
What?
What are you...
Yeah, skip that one.
Is this one just dumb or something?
Okay, so this somebody suggested bricks.
Okay.
And they actually said it would be made with clay.
You know what?
Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, there's bricks in the game that you can actually make with that recipe. Wow. So, like, I thought of some new ones. We could get dirt blocks.
Yeah, maybe? I was thinking dirt blocks would be good.
Sorry.
Maybe the ability to smelt like sand into glass would be cool. I think just that would take the game to a whole nother level.
Yeah. That and if they added pigs to the game.
Ooh, and maybe you could ride them.
Yeah.
Or breed them and fight them in arenas.
Bricks? Are we breeding bricks?
You know what?
I'm so confused.
The DNA doesn't matter.
Well, maybe the enlightened gamer and bees will help us out. And I'd just like to say, don't pee on us, please, because I said they'd pee on us if we didn't read this.
Yikes.
So we're reading it. They wanted a hang glider. Go to a tall mile.
You know what? No, don't read it. I'm calling them on that.
Okay.
I dare you to pee on us. I don't think they can.
You shut your mouth.
on Spencer. Go fill his snow globe with
We're reading this. Pee on Spencer. He's good for it.
So hang glider. Anyway. next.
Go on a tall mountain and take your leap of faith and see the world below.
I think that's a good idea. Yep, I think that's in line with our balloon idea that we have.
So we only have like 10 or 15 more of these. Should we continue?
Let's
or
just do them quick.
DC Bomb wants Battlegrounds, PvP server for two more players, to give Portal 2 and Special Construction server.
No.
Gerald's wants sandwich, piece cooked, ham, two loaves of bread. Stop. We need an olive on a toothpick. Clem Rugg wants pants slot. He wants tool belts and water walking boots and footy pajamas. I actually added the footy pajamas part. Do you want to do the next
three? Booties.
Were any of those... there was a sandwich, there was Battlegrounds, and then there was a pant and feet slot. Tool belt and water...
I just went over all.
I know, but I wanted to actually digest them for a second. Dewan wants rock chalk, where you can mark smooth stones so you can find your way in a cave. We talked about something like that. We talked about breadcrumbs.
Yeah, or sprays, I think, or something like that.
Yeah. Dimitri wants an explosive furnace. You put gunpowder in it to make it explode. The more gunpowder, the bigger the explosion.
Yeah, and I think we're already pretty against the TNT? Griefing stuff.
Yeah,
it's like no more explosions. It's like TNT with variable explosion, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nick wants some water creepers, basically creepers in the water. They would be blue creepers instead of green, and they would take damage if they got out of the water. So, you know, the monster from the Blue Lagoon or something.
Hmm.
Oh, look, Toast King wants massive TNT. TNT that's more explosive.
What?
So we've got nukes, exploding furnaces, and massive TNT.
Should I go through this, and anytime there's something like this described, I should immediately pull them from the list of registered players? Because I think I'm seeing a commonality here.
I want Galactus.
Is that more explosive than TNT bombs?
Yes, it will devour the planet.
Yeah, I just want Galactus.
Dork. Supernovas.
God, I want to put nipple clamps on.
You're
going to
say it wrong, even though we put the spelling next to it.
Demonicus?
Yes.
Did I say it right?
Yep.
Okay, so he wants a beehive block. Some you can chop down the tree and the bees will attack you. A beehive block. Well, that's kind of cool.
I like that idea. I like bees.
Squid Ink wants a TV because... we're already staring. I don't know. I'm against TVs in games.
Yo,
I spent
dog.
Too much time staring at the Sims watch TV to ever want TVs in a game.
Well, but it might be kind of cool that if you had a
and
TV.
And then Age of Conan, the TV mod was just.
Well, but let's explain more like what he's saying. He's saying like, so you'd have a TV in your house, and when you turn it on, you would see random clips from like other people building somewhere. And it would be like, you know, on your TV.
So he doesn't want TV. He wants a security monitor.
Yeah. Well, but it would look like it was just like, because you wouldn't be.
Controlling it.
Yeah, you wouldn't be controlling it.
Oh my god. You know what would be awesome? If you could like limit how people could get into your house and you have a metal detector there that will
you don't listen like,
so
to the
Brad
show,
Stuffer Brad Stuffer wants Brad Stuffer wants presents. He wants craft by putting in a workbench and putting paper around an item so you can give presents to people. That's good. That's a good Christmas
and
block.
Then you could have present blocks, right?
Yeah.
Put them out.
Yeah. Little bows.
Plant a tree.
And then Ed Grace wanted wallpaper. You could upload a graphic, maybe like you do your avatar or whatever, your skin, and use it as wallpaper.
There would be so many penises.
There would.
Yeah, it might get a little ugly.
Tub Girl would definitely be on Eric's wall.
Yeah, he's a big fan of her.
And Deck 101?
Deck 101 wants stats so you can dig faster. He wants like XP. So like you get better at cutting down trees. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, or like, I guess he was describing it as you cut down a tree and you would get plus one to strength and now you can dig faster or something like that.
Oh, so the more you do
Can I tell you what my problem with that is?
Yeah.
You would have to start so much slower, like, for that to be You would like have to start cutting down trees. It would take like 5 minutes to cut down a tree.
Yeah. How about we add +1 to the leaves actually leaving my tree when I chop it down?
Neo131X wants glass properties. He wants one-way glass or soundproof glass.
I think those are cool ideas.
I just want glass that doesn't look like crap without putting in a mod.
Yeah, I'm with you.
EvilWizard7 wants medicine. It could be made from different types of plants, and it's basically a healing alternative to food.
Oh.
But then what if you were like allergic to penicillin?
Then you probably would still use food.
But what if you didn't know? I mean, would your head explode?
Yeah. Like a creeper, yeah.
That's what happens if you take penicillin, you're allergic to penicillin, right?
You take penicillin a lot, don't you?
I'm not allergic to it, so... We need to give him an innocent penicillin and see if her head explodes.
We need to find something that Spencer is allergic to and give him that at the same time and see who dies faster.
I'm allergic to Wes.
Okay, so next.
Swelling up.
Night Owl? Is that where we are?
Yeah.
Night Owl says sphere blocks for decoration or wheels.
I'm swelling because you touched me.
Wow, this show is going off the rails.
I want to have sex with you
off
right now.
Off the rails.
Oh, wait, I'm not good at this.
Okay, Adam Taylor wants, basically when you die, all your items are in a chest and maybe a tombstone spawns there with it. I think there's maybe some...
Oh, that's cool.
There's an idea there that I don't know. Maybe you go to a graveyard and there's more zombies there or something.
Maybe there's this translucent flying woman.
Die again.
And she's like called a spirit keeper.
Okay, you don't have to comment on everyone. I'm just saying.
I'm gonna.
And here's Matt. That's MATT. He wants movable benches so you could move your furnaces and workbenches and tools and push them around instead of having to keep digging them up and replace them.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. See, I commented on that.
Cactor LOL.
I love that name. Cactor LOL.
He wants a climbing claw. A climbing claw for your offhand so then you could like basically build underneath things and hold on with your claw.
Oh, Bionic Commando.
Oh, you like that one.
That was a good class.
Where's your comment? Give me your comment.
I'm saying the Bionic Commando.
Okay, Paul Burns wants teleport gates. So you could teleport and move through the gate and then you'd teleport to another area.
You can sort of do that in the Nether.
And there's an HMod plugin like that, I think, called Stargates.
Oh, my goodness, that was long.
Drops and we have more that we're saving for the next 3 episodes.
Wow, that was crazy.
Holy, hey, Eric,
there's not any
click
ideas
that
left.
Button, please.
All right, we are heading out of here.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
So we got Decaying.
Oh, I thought we were done.
Decaying leaves are going to be fixed in the next update for sure.
Yay!
That's great.
Awesome! I want to point out that in the Shaftlands lately, I've been noticing a lot of people taking entire areas, pulling out all the wood, not planting any new trees, and just leaving all the leaves in the air.
Yeah, we have a lot of weird floating leaf.
That's the other reason I'm putting up the tree farm around my area, because they did that to every single tree.
They did it around my house, too. I'm like, why did you do that?
Your house is near my house. I didn't destroy your house today, did I?
I'll find out. I mean, I have destroyed so many trees in the process of leveling the land around the snow globe. I don't understand why that is such a hard thing to do. Why does everyone hate removing leaves so much?
There are some trees that there's a lot of leaves.
No, I have once had a, like, you know those super trees that branch out? I had 3 of them tangled together. It took me 3 hours to cut it down. But you know what? I didn't complain. Oh, the leaves are going away. I just did it.
Well, you know, what we used to do is like catch it on fire and then it cleans up the leaves. But, you know.
Then it catches other trees on fire, which then catches houses on fire, which then catches me on fire. So also.
Brent is flaming.
Fabulous. Another news and update is Notch has started doing live streams, and that's at mahjong.com/live. I wonder where you got that.
That was fun. I watched him coding, and it was really cool. In fact, he wasn't actually coding Minecraft. He was coding a 48-hour game competition thing, and it was really cool.
Does he code in Norwegian?
It was kind of blurry. I couldn't really see, but I'm sure he does.
I can't code while wearing pants. Does he wear pants while he's coding?
I'm pretty sure he's pantsless.
Sweet.
Yeah.
It makes your code more efficient.
It does. Yeah. It's proven.
And the other thing, I don't know how newsworthy this is, but there was a closing of a Minecraft host, Worthy-Host, closed their doors. So they sent an email out to all their customers and said, sorry.
Not so worthy now, are they?
Sorry to hear that.
Just kidding.
We like you.
No, I think you're terrible. No, I'm just kidding. You're great.
You died.
And so, yeah.
Cool. Well, let's move it along.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my God. It's so intense.
It's so intense. I just can't believe it.
God, are we recording a show? We got like people in here talking for no reason.
We got some crazy stuff here. We got some new texture map packs. ResCraft is a Tron pack. Everything is glowing. It's really looking cool. And very timely too, right? You know, the movie.
With the movie?
You know?
Yeah. That sounds cool. Yeah.
And
does it look, I mean, is it ResCraft because it's like based on the game Res?
You know, I don't know. Maybe the guy's name is, the guy's name is SoulScribe. I don't know, but it's very cool. And there's a video, and there's screenshots. I'll link to that, and you can check out all that.
Crazy stuff. And you do have to patch your Minecraft with an HD fixer, because this will not work with Minecraft by default.
Mm. High-res textures. And here's a video, moving torchlight, and it's like what we've talked about before, I guess, like a flashlight or a helmet light, but you know, he's just walking around with the torch. But the video shows that, and it looks very much like an old school, like Doom or something, because you know, it's just you're the light source and you're moving anyway. After watching the video, I'm like, I don't know if that would be such a good thing after all.
And then
all.
The barons of hell come after you,
pretty much.
Well, but I mean, everybody loves going into a mine and throwing a torch up on a wall and walking and throwing another.
I mean, I don't know.
Foolish.
Yeah, oh, foolish. You don't think so? Oh, I don't know.
Why won't the torch in my hand work just as well as a.
Yeah.
I mean, while I'm digging, yeah. Plant the torch and then dig because I can't hold a pick and a torch, right?
Oh, yeah.
So then when I'm done, I pull my torch off. I mean.
Well, that makes sense because you'd use both hands. Yeah, I like that. That's cool. Another texture pack called Scribblecraft.
This one's really cool.
Looks amazing. I'm gonna try it out when I get home.
I really like the leaves on it. I think the leaves are my favorite thing. But everything looks like cartoony, hand-drawn, very crayons, and yeah.
And you know what would be great is I made a skin for a stick man. So you can go get your Stickman skin. Just search for Brent Copeland on the Minecraft skin and wear it in the Scribble Knots.
Nice. Scribble Knots?
Scribble Craft Knots.
That sounds like an awesome game.
Yeah, let's see. What else we got here?
I don't know what this next thing is.
This is BJ. Everybody loves BJ. He built the house. It's the house that Inefficiency built. If you go look at this, the house is like built with the most efficient, inefficient things you can think of. It's like workbenches, gold blocks, diamond blocks, furnaces, and it's just like how much actual crafting it took to make this house. And it's a really small house. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
I think I saw this. Didn't he, like, then put in a, the only way to get through it is with this incredibly complex minecart pattern that takes you forever to walk, get through the whole thing. And then he, like, surrounded the whole thing with TNT blocks just in case. So
I don't know.
But we'll definitely
that might that. Be another one, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's the doorway is lined with jukeboxes. It's funny.
No, that's the one.
Is it?
One,
okay. Yeah. Okay.
And this next one, Sean Morgan, is that how you say his name?
Yeah, from Ifrit.
Ifrit. He did he send this in or did he make it?
He just sent it in.
The Sounds of Minecraft.
The Sounds of Minecraft. And this is making a song out of like clicking buttons and hitting wood and opening and closing doors. It's basically making a tune out of all the sounds.
That's kind of. I think I like that one. That one's the one that had the spiders going.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
And the last one we have here is something I saw on Etsy. Someone's actually selling Minecraft magnets.
I love those.
It's a set of magnets. I believe they're like $10, and they had like two different packs. Like, what? What are we talking, like, copyright issues here? Are there any?
Probably. You would think so, right?
I mean, I guess on Etsy you can pretty much just sell anything, though, right?
I don't know.
I mean, you know he's like selling the t-shirts now?
Yeah.
And he's selling t-shirts that people have previously sold, like
the creeper face creeper on the face green shirt.
One. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that one somewhere.
So.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my wife to make some creeper plushies cuz she's been into sewing lately, and cool. I thought that'd be awesome to start. And then my next idea is, well, can you make us, like, take our skins and make plushies?
Do you want me to get my wife to make, like, knit us all creeper hats?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll get one for Brent, and I'll get one for Eric, but none for Wes.
Have 1,000 made by Halloween next year. We are in the money.
Awesome. All right, peeps.
I think there might be some copyright issues.
Yeah, whatever. We'll sell it on Etsy.
I think she's saying she likes money.
Oh, I thought she was pointing at something else. That was weird.
I'll make them.
We moving on here.
Resources.
What is wrong with this show?
Seriously, you should listen more often.
This show sucks.
All right, resources. We got a lot in here, actually. Let's see here.
Yeah, wait till you get to listener contributions.
Oh, God.
I think we might have to cut that short this time.
Yeah. Get it short. All right, the first thing we have here is C-O-R. Is that the person?
Core.
1974-85. He mentions Zan's minimap, which has an in-game menu that lets you toggle map lighting, rotation, has coordinates, has a height display, even has waypoints and zoom levels. Wow, that one sounds pretty...
This is definitely one of Wes's favorites.
Oh, yeah.
He loves the mini-map.
And it's round.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's pretty...
Round mini-map?
Yeah.
Wow.
That one's pretty pretty cool with an in-game UI. That's pretty fancy.
And Astragaly has a guide to farming obsidian. He sent this in a while ago, and I think it's in our forums too, right?
Astragaly. Yes, he did. Yeah, he's trying to make kind of a definitive guide to, you know, I think that's a good idea.
And there's actually a comic about it, too, I think. So we'll link to that, I guess, as well.
All right, then. Julio.
All righty, then.
All righty.
Julio.
Julio. Julio. Nevarez. Let's see. He mentions a Battle Tower mod. Battle Tower. It sounds pretty cool, but I have no idea what it is.
We'll link to it so you can look over that. Same thing with Jaden B's Minecraft GPS and Dalton Roos's How to Find Diamonds Efficiently.
Isn't which that is that a video YouTube I video. Talked about like 6 episodes ago?
Yeah. Leave us alone. We're doing a show here.
This is us catching up on our email. That's what this episode is. Did we get through all that?
Yeah, let's just go ahead and move on. No, we got something from Tim Hunter, who found a nifty tutorial on things you can create around physics glitches. And Jonathan Bloom sent in a mod for Spleef that automates the setup and rebuilds floors and has a bunch of other features. So we'll definitely link to that because I know a lot of people love the Spleef arenas.
Oh, yeah. If it resets the floor, that's pretty cool.
Now, what do you guys think about taking listener contributions, which is the next segment without a bumper, and just saving it for like a happy, feel-good Christmas?
I want to hear the bumper.
Listener
so you have to at least play the bumper.
Episode.
Yeah, no bumper. Let's see that. You want to do it next time?
Sure. There's no bumper? Nope.
There is
we
not.
Take listener contributions for the listener contribution bumper.
Oh, there's another 40 emails to go through here.
My mind.
Yeah, there's at least another 2 hours to the show we could add without any problem at all. So, wow. All right. That's it?
Is there a word for everybody?
No, I think we should do all of them.
Okay, let's go. listener contributions. Listener I think that was mysteriously a cool new bumper.
I don't.
What? Listener contribution? Click ad?
Yeah. It's just as random as the other ones.
Oh my god, look at this list.
And
this
so
list of contributions
are we doing
is
this?
So long.
I think we should wait for this. We should do this on the next episode. Let's okay. get all Christmassy on the next one.
That sounds good. So check out our YouTube channel.
Yes. In fact, check out all of the Dead Workers YouTube channel stuff, because I think we might have some things planned for that, don't we?
Yeah, I'd like to do some Eric? Gaming. I guess they're Let's Play videos, but, you know, I think that we should do some more of us playing games and filming it and putting it online and stuff. And
Brent
tours.
Had a really good idea that we'll talk about after the show.
A really good one.
Yeah. You'll be happy about it, Wes.
Okay.
And kind of some walkthrough tours of the Shaftlands, too, I think would be really cool. So you can see all those crazy places. Well, that is it. We love all the iTunes reviews.
We do.
I read them all, and they're very inspiring.
And you might have continue to call us. We got a lot of calls in, which we're going to put what we can at the end of the show and then do all the rest on the next episode. Keep sending those in. At 256-812-1010.
You know what I think we need to do? Because I haven't been on this show before. I'm a regular Dead Workers podcaster. If you aren't familiar with the rest of our shows, I'm on most of them. But I haven't been on this one because it started without me, and it's doing so well I'm kind of afraid to be on it because I feel like maybe I'll ruin it. So you think maybe there should be a vote? Like,
well, I actually think pretty much after this episode, we've decided you're right.
Okay. Right.
And Notch just called. He said he's no longer listening.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all your fault.
We've but no, if, jumped the
but,
shark.
But if Spencer has, crying, has made you happy, be sure to talk about it amongst yourselves, but don't mention it to him. But if he's bothered you, you should send him an email.
We don't want to hear about it.
My email is WesWilson@gmail.com.
And his Twitter, as always, is @BrentCopeland. So listen to us next week.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Guys? Hey, guys. Silly Panda here.
No, let's screw that voice. So, hey, guys. It's Silly Panda. I just wanted to say hey to you guys, you know. Congratulations on The Shaft. I mean, since y'all are just making podcasts left and right, like, just bazinga, bam, wacha. Kind of wanted to give it a shout-out to my homeboy from Norway, Nasty Man. You know, Control Point kind of brought us together. We were playing on CP1, and he was kind of like, telling me what to do, and I was like, fine. So we kind of have been friends since then, and we've kind of grew as brothers. It's kind of emotional. Well, I'll talk to you guys later. See you on the servers.
Hi, this is in-game username Fomonk. I just want to leave a comment. One thing that I noticed in Minecraft is that Notch keeps on removing things, but I'd really like to see him do is, like, bring back a lot of things that he removed and give you options to, like, you know, keep it in if you want to. Like, you know, you can set your difficulty to peaceful if you don't want any mobs. You know, you can set something if you don't want to have the mini-map or if you don't want to have, like, houses or something, like, set homes and stuff. So, yeah, that's just my little opinion about the entire thing, just, you know, throwing it out there.
Hey, guys, it's, Little Cypriot Boy here. That's my YouTube name. Just wanted to tell you guys, Minecraft is amazing. The reason why I started playing was because of CNanners, Paul Soares Jr., and Paperbat VG. You guys have got to check him out. He's pretty sick. I have a tip. For cave exploration, you should always carry a bucket of water. So, you know, if you run into lava or if you get on fire, you have any valuable stuff, especially if you're traveling really far. You just put it out with your bucket of water. And always have it in, like, the fifth slot or something like that, so it's really easy to get to. All right, thanks, guys. Love the podcast. See ya.
Okay, I guess I'll start. We're here to discuss what's going on with the Shaftland server.
We have all the new hardware up, and you know, this time we're not going to try to run it off a computer that was actually built in Minecraft. In hindsight, that was a really bad idea.
I know.
We should have actually seen it coming, since the guy who created it wasn't even whitelisted. He definitely punked us.
Yeah, he totally got us.
Anyways, let's get back to business. First thing we need to discuss is letting people on the servers.
Brent, the server's been open for like a week now. Well, I think it's a little late to discuss letting people onto a server that's already been open for a week.
I'm not sure I get your point.
I think his point is that there's already people, you know, getting onto the server.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me rephrase this so it makes sense to you guys then. I know people are on the server. I mean, come on. We have to install the software and the plugins, but I'm talking about people playing the game, you know, building structures on the server.
There have already been like 300 people playing in the game.
Wes, there are more like 650,000 people playing in the game. 300? Too funny. Anyways, we just want a fraction of that to come to our server, and that's what I'm referring to. Let's get some of those folks playing the game, playing it on our server. That makes sense.
Oh my God, Eric, what on earth has he been smoking?
What do you mean?
Wes, let's just do it and move on.
Whatever. I'm kind of afraid of what's coming next. I think Brent has completely lost it at this point.
Hello, I'm in the room here, guys. I can hear you. Okay, so what I suggest is we announce the server on the Shaft Podcast Twitter account and just let people on. Or we could do it on the, at Brent Copeland Twitter account, either one.
Okay, I guess that sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm good with that. I can go make some changes now.
Hey, Wes, do you mind helping him out? You know Eric, he's probably getting sidetracked and making some incredible video about diamonds.
He already had... Never mind.
Hello?
The snow globe has been shaken. I repeat, the snow globe has been shaken.
Good. Very good.
Spencer, I'm still here.
Well, hang up the phone, fool.
Dead Workers Party Network. The Shaft that likes to say, yes.